I have a news update to report. On the story about that doctor, remember, on United Airlines at O'Hare, he was yanked out of his seat and dragged off the plane by United security guards instructed to give the seat to a United employee. The story went viral. United apologized and promised to improve passenger service. Congress held hearings. Politicians made speeches promising to force better service. The update is that Federal Transportation has recorded nearly 2,000 complaints about airlines mistreating passengers, a 57% increase over the year before. An international survey on passenger service finds that among the best airlines, only one is owned and operated in the United States. Virgin Airlines, number 30, then Delta, number 35, United, number 68, American Airlines, 77. What U.S. airlines are better at is profits. Delta last year, $923 million. United, $2.3 billion. American, $2.7 billion. Maybe U.S. airlines can spend a tad more of their profits on improving service? Maybe Congress can do a tad more than make speeches? How about a law requiring airline CEOs to call their own airlines for reservations and travel in their own airplanes? Maybe they'll come back raring to improve service. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.